spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
Yeah, you do. You look like a little, like a sick little kid.
I feel...
Poor Megan.
I feel like a sick little kid. This is like the worst. I'm so angry. I'm like so mad. Of all, anytime. I have literally no friends here, guys. Like, I could be sick any week. I'm not really going to miss anything.
Right.
Flying home tomorrow for a week and I get sick. And I'm like, this is like proper sick.
Yeah, I can tell by like, well, your voice, but then also looking at you. You, this is exactly what I had last week.
I look like a monster.
You do not look like a monster.
I feel so gross. I'm so pissed off. I have so many plans. Oh, gonna hike every day.
Yeah, be in the nice weather.
I'm gonna die because I'm gonna refuse to not do the things I already planned.
Right. I thought you were going to say, I'm going to die because I'm going to take this fucking plane down.
Also that.
If I have a cold, nobody's having a good time.
Nobody's getting to California. Really, it just hit me so hard and so fast.
Yeah.
I was totally fine yesterday. Went on a hike and then got home and then had to make some phone calls. Didn't go to the gay bar. I tried to. But it was Show Tune Sunday, which is apparently a big day.
Was it like packed?
It was like packed. I didn't even walk in the door. I just saw inside and I was like, Jesus Christ. It was 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you tried to and then you're like, yeah, but then I just couldn't leave the house. Oh, you actually tried to go inside of the building and it was not?
Yeah, no, I was not sick last night. I had to make phone calls. Some stuff's going on with some friends and I had to like call them and talk to them about it. So I just walked around the neighborhood. I had my winter coat on. It's not like I was cold. I felt totally fine.
Yeah.
And I got home and I got in bed and like an hour into laying down, not even, I was like, oh, fuck. You've got to be kidding me. And now I'm dead. I'm on so much cold medicine right now.
What do you want?
I don't know if I'm saying human words.
Well, the nice thing is, well, the thing with this, it's good. We set the bar really low.
That's true.
So the bar for this, for us at all, I think the fact that we even put anything out every week, people are like, oh, shit, really?
I think it'd
really?
Be better if I took more cold medicine. That would have made for a more interesting episode.
Now, what are you taking? Because so this is what I've seen before. So when I was sick like a week and a half ago, and it was the same, it's this whatever you have, because I felt it was out of nowhere. I was like, oh, I kind of had like a sneezing thing. I thought it was allergies. And then on the train back from the show.
Just hate you.
I was like performing. I'm like, I feel kind of tired, but maybe I'm just tired, whatever. And then I got, and then on the way back, I all of a sudden, like my whole body, I started shaking and my nose was like running. And I was like, I need to get in bed now.
Yeah.
And it was, but I spent $63 at CVS. I got CVS brand because it's all the same shit. Insider
exactly.
Tip.
Yeah, guys, that's some real hot auto motivational tips.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize growing up because we were poor. And so I always felt embarrassed because we had like the store brand of everything. And I was like, oh, a real NyQuil. But instead it was like NyQuil by.
Yeah.
But then when I worked at Whole Foods and the Whole Foods brand, I had that. And I'm sure everyone else knew this. I had no idea. The Whole Foods brand was like made by whatever the big name brands were. They just made our shit for us.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was the exact same thing, but it's like
the exact same thing. It's just people love Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
People love.
I love
other designers.
I trust my immune system to no one but Calvin.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that gets it between me and my mucus are my Calvins. That's your example.
Nice, very old reference that no one that listens to this podcast will understand.
This is Marky Mark saying, hey, it's cold and flu season.
That not as good. He needs the work.
He does.
Know?
Well, if you're going to walk
Mark
around.
Wahlberg's not been doing well.
No, if you're going to walk around shirtless, you will catch a cold. So I would trust whatever he's taking.
That's what I feel like I did. I feel like I Marky Marked it all over town. And I'm just sick. It sucks.
There's a topless woman in a pair of fitted boxer briefs yelling. I think she's pretending to be on the phone.
She definitely does not have friends. So there's no way there's anyone on the other line.
She's yelling about going to California soon. Anyway, officers, here's her location.
She obviously cannot afford a plane ticket.
She's wearing what they look like Hanes, but she has the letter CK like written in blood, maybe.
I think it's menstrual blood.
Yeah.
It definitely smells like menstrual blood.
Yeah. Now that is a good Halloween costume.
Oh, I'm just like, you know, when you're in that like weird, like everything's, I feel very like loopy.
That cold medicine. Well, I was telling you when I took, cause I had NyQuil and stuff like that. And again, you and I are kind of the same this way. I'm 100% the asshole that would put cocaine inside of their butthole, but be like, Advil's not good for your kidneys.
Yeah.
100%. And I know that, and it's hypocritical and whatever. But the same with like cold medicine. I would just be like, tough it out. Just, you know, just don't get sick in the first place. I bought NyQuil. That it's drugs, man.
It's super drugs.
I felt fucking more hungover when I woke up from NyQuil, and I'm like gesturing to you to the counter. It's up in this cupboard right here, Megan.
Yeah. I'll come over and grab some.
Yeah. And then in the morning I would take the DayQuil stuff, the liquid, that and like the Sudafed. I mean, that shit, like you feel fucked up on it.
Yeah.
What are you taking?
No.
What do you have?
This is not I'd rather just take a shit ton of vitamins and like have a hot toddy and take a nap.
Yeah.
I would rather do that than take cold meds because I feel so weird right now.
Yeah. What do you want?
Like my body feels weird. NyQuil. And then we ran out of NyQuil. So I took like a Mucinex nighttime.
Oh, you
but
took
it's all the same.
Yeah. You took nighttime stuff in the day.
Yes. Cause I was trying to sleep.
Oh,
I got up. I took a NyQuil last night and then I got up, did laundry. Cause we're leaving. Our flight's at 9 in the morning. So like
that sucks. What time? See,
yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay, I got to do laundry. I got to pack.
Yeah.
So I'm like getting all that done. And then I popped it. That's why I texted you. Cause I popped another NyQuil to try and take a nap for a couple hours.
Oh, that could also explain why you feel a little bit out of it. It's like, I think I'm just sick. Why?
I'm forcing myself to stay awake on NyQuil.
Yeah. I took an Ambien and then I had a Red Bull cause we're recording.
Yeah. Cause we're recording. I'm trying to jerk off. So you know how long. Ugh.
Yeah, that's okay. So is that your laundry behind you?
Yes.
I want to describe what I can see.
It is. I'm on the floor.
Yeah, Megan's sitting on the floor, and then behind her, there's a bed with a pile of clothes.
Is the bed made?
Yes.
Okay. I just want everyone to see I'm not as depressed as we think I am.
Yeah.
I made the bed.
I also made my bed for the same reason, to tell myself I'm fine.
Oh, good. Because it's definitely, if you're doing it just to be like, see?
I'm not
depressed. I made my bed. Smell my breath. I brushed my teeth this morning, okay?
Yeah. I haven't showered
yet. Why'd you
do
that? Because you should? No, because I need to prove to you that I'm not depressed. Oh, I don't think that's... Okay.
They're like, well, okay. Ma'am, that's nice. We're happy that you're not depressed. There's no room for you at Show Tune Sunday.
Please.
But I took a shower. I'm not sad. You have to let me in.
They're like, I mean, you can walk in. You gave us all this information we did not even need to hear.
Right. We just asked
I think you might be depressed and need someone to talk to.
We asked for your ID and you showed us proof that you floss regularly.
Oh, God. This sucks.
Yeah. And then you got to pack. How many days are you guys going to be gone?
Like a full week. It's just the timing could not be worse. I'm right. So sad.
Well, yeah, it does. It is. Well, that's even like I got sick right before I came out to see you guys. It wasn't as bad. It was just like a head cold thing. But even then, again, and to your point, but I was in St. Louis. I was with you, which was the good thing. But I was like, well, if I sneeze around you, you don't really give a shit. You know what I mean? It's not like we're going to the beach. We were in St. Louis.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's the point here? The good people of St. Louis are very offended by sneezing.
Yeah. Well, no, just like, you know, you're going to California where you can do like fun activities.
Yeah, like hike and go to the beach. I'm so pissed. So fucking pissed. And my eyes are hot. This is like a fever dream. This is like recording a fever dream.
Yeah.
Your eyes are hot. This is a terrible episode. Last week was good. The week before was good. You get a fucking dud every once in a while. Deal with it.
I mean, what are we supposed to do here? You know, besides the Patreon is great. That went out Monday.
Yeah, we had a great Patreon.
Yeah, but now we're sick.
So this is what you get.
Yeah.
It's your fault. This is your fault for listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Do you do nasal rinses or no? What is it? Is it a fever or is it just regular cold?
No, I don't think I have a fever yet, but I'm scared I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
No, yeah. This is like I'm dealing with like 12. This has been 12 hours and it's getting worse.
Yeah. No, this is a real hot episode because I was really hoping when you texted me and said, I'm sick, I'm going to take a nap. I was like, fuck. I was really banking on you to carry this episode because.
Oh, good. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have gathered that, but every week one of us is not happy or sick or whatever.
Right. One of us is not fully with the program and the other one we're like, thank God we're in this together.
So I was the other one can carry it.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, here we go. This is going to be.
And it's a light load to carry, too. Right. It's not like it's like a lot of heavy lifting.
No, it's not much at all. But I had Thomas came over last night. And he got here at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And so I like took a weird middle of the day nap and got up and did the same. I was up doing laundry last night, too, just like get everything done. Because I knew that he would, and it just kind of like, I mean, it's fun. It also is like, the whole thing is interesting. But again, and I can never sleep. He goes to sleep immediately and starts snoring. And I'm just, as soon as we lay down, Aerosmith just starts playing in my head. And I'm like, I don't want to miss a thing.
Oh my God. Ugh.
I
can't do that because my throat is so swollen. I might actually throw up if I go, ugh.
Yeah, you're going to actually throw up. So he came over, but then, I mean, whatever. I'm not complaining. It was still great, but I just didn't get a lot of sleep and I'm not real focused because I was just up and then, you know, just fucking a lot.
Oh, well, yeah. We had very similar nights.
It's the same. I was up doing laundry.
We had very similar nights. You were up fucking all night. I was up very ill.
Right. Being fucked.
Yeah. By this cold.
Right.
Definitely not my boyfriend.
Yeah, our throats are sore for different reasons. Oh, yeah, I felt real. It's just as well. I'm like, okay, I could use like a hard reset. I have to do kind of like an emotional reset after he leaves. Oh, this tea is fucking nasty.
Yeah, like, you look not like you're enjoying it.
So, but this is what I was going to recommend that you start drinking because it's helpful.
Oh, the thing that's making. Oh, great.
You get better because you vomit a lot and then whatever, even the sickness leaves.
You get better because it's poison because you're putting all this gross poison in your body.
It's called sinus comfort. It's like sage and like on paper, you're like, this is going to be great. And then you're like, it's like nettle. It's not a good, it tastes like I'm drinking like a pine tree, but it's not good.
But not in a good way?
Yeah. You know, like normally.
Because usually when I drink a pine tree, I'm like, So it tastes like Christmas.
Right. Normally when I think of grinding up shrubbery and putting it in the microwave and then drinking that, I go, that sounds nice.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, this is like mulch. It's like spicy mulch.
I'm not that mad about that.
No, you actually might like it. And I think it's probably made for when you're more sick because then you can't taste because your smellers are gone.
Our smellers.
Yeah.
But I, well, but then everything just tastes bad.
Yeah.
That's, it's not like they're gone. It just, everything tastes like stingy nettle tea that you're drinking.
Yeah. Or it's that mush. It's a real bummer. That's the, like, I don't like this kind of cold. So I'm glad I can, like, eat again, because you're like, nothing tastes. It's just, you just have, like, the texture in your mouth. Like, I remember I tried to have a banana when I was sick, and I could just, it was just the consistency in my mouth, and I thought I was going to puke. It, everything just kind of tastes like vomit.
Oh, that's good.
That you're just, like, mulling around in your mouth.
Oh, God. I,
Now I can just
see. This is making my stomach, like, do things.
Yeah.
And smells and statements don't normally make my stomach do things. That made it
really?
Worse. No, that never bothers me. I'm scared I'm getting the flu.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really scared of. Like, I'm scared I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be worse.
Yeah. Well, so what do you have to do today? You have to
pack? Be in California. I have to pack.
And then what?
Sleep.
You're like, keep talking to you for another 35 minutes.
Yeah. I am counting down the moments. Yeah. I'm like really fucking bummed.
Yeah.
Because it also, it'd be better if we were going to Orange County first and then LA, because Orange County is like more like, we're staying at my friend's house. We have like our own room. Like, it'd suck, but I could, you know, I could convalesce for like a couple of days.
Yeah. Where in LA are you going?
With Preston's fucking brother.
Oh, what? No.
Oh, I think I might be like, I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah. Actually,
like, genuinely, depending on how I feel tomorrow, I'll get a hotel.
Yeah.
I have a credit card for a reason. I will not be happy about it, but I'll go get myself a hotel room.
I think that you should.
If I feel as bad as I do now or worse, I'm doing that.
Yeah. I think even if you feel better, you should do it, because it's just an excuse. Just like keep pretending you're sick so you don't have to fucking hang out with that idiot.
I'm not hanging out with him.
Well, no, but it just is. But you're going to be staying at his place. Are they still in the same apartment? Or is he?
No. No. The one by our old place.
Okay. Is he? What are we allowed to talk about on the podcast? Is he still with that chick?
No, different chick.
He's dating someone else now?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
No way. I mean, there's no way he listens. Whatever.
Okay. What happened with
that? She seems fine.
Yeah. How long have they been together? I'm like, so I
like a year. I just don't. It's just like a hassle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think.
Are they living together?
Yes, they're living together.
Already?
Which we didn't even know.
This guy's got a fucking, like, you know what? That is the one thing I will say. The only thing that I like about him is that whenever I'm, like, thinking, like, I really need to get my shit together, I'm like, let me check in on J-Dog. Let me just get an update. And then it's like, okay, we're not that terrible.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I just, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not going to deal with it.
Yeah, just get a hotel. Like, we're practicing looking on the bright side and not dwelling. So you're sick. So then what are the benefits of it? You can avoid
not seeing any of my friends in Los Angeles that I wanted to see. Not doing any of the fun things I wanted to do. But bright side, sitting in a hotel.
Yes, it's an excuse to get anytime you can see in a hotel and get some fucking alone time. That honestly, if you got a hotel and if you were able to sleep and just be alone for 24 hours,
I would
be not sick.
I know. I'm considering telling Preston to not come to Orange County with me.
Really?
Stay in LA. Yeah.
I had to take a sip of coffee for that.
It's not coffee. It's disgusting tea. Or yeah. Do you have a coffee and a tea?
I have a coffee and I have a tea and I have a water.
Oh, my God.
I like a lot of beverages.
I do too, but not multiple hot ones.
Yeah. No, I like it all. I want it all. I got a problem with binging in every way.
In every sense of the word.
Drugs, alcohol, food, hot beverages.
Oh,
Yeah, you should do it. Because if you just got some time alone.
Yeah.
And to be sick.
Well, and financially, I'm not floating him on this trip. I decided that.
Have you done that? Like, in what way? What do you mean? He doesn't.
Well, I found some things out today that I'm really upset about. So I'm not paying for anything.
What?
We will get into that on a late. It's a cliffhanger.
Fuck.
We'll get into it in a later episode.
Fuck. And I want to say this quick aside to the people listening. I love you and thank you guys for being here. And we apologize that we're both out of it on this episode. But I am kind of pissed that we're recording because I want to know what. Fuck. Oh, well, because then you sent me, and again, I don't know what we can talk about on the podcast or not. But you sent me and you said you got a cool text from someone. And I was like, oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that related to the other stuff?
Yep. I know. This is killing you.
Well, as soon as we're done recording,
as soon as we're done recording, I am literally eating chicken soup and going to bed.
And telling me what you're not telling me now.
Yes. I'll go. I bet the gay bar does a mean hot toddy. Could you imagine that? No. I really think out of all the places I could go and ask for a hot toddy. I think
good.
The elderly gay gentleman that works the bar Monday.
Yeah.
I bet he would make a really good hot toddy.
It's truly. And can we first, I want to do a big thank you to Mariah and Taryn.
Oh, I don't even want, like, this is like,
I mean,
unreal.
We don't even have to go into any of the details on the thing, but I just want to say thank you guys.
Yeah. Very sweet. And like lots of other people sent me like really sweet messages.
Yeah.
And stuff, and I appreciate your support while my life is crumbling. I hope.
It truly, like, honestly, like, the fact that even if it's fake, even if you're smiling for the same reason that you made your bed.
Yep. Yep, uh-huh. It is.
Yep.
It is. It is. It always
it's
is.
Fucking, it's just wild that, 'cause especially when you're sick. To be in that living situation that you're in?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got some texts today. And this is genuinely, I wanted to talk about a bunch of stuff to follow up from last week, but I am so sick. It's just not going to happen because I'm not going to be able to, I was about to say coherently, as if this podcast is ever coherent.
Right.
But I mean, like, it would be even worse.
Yeah.
So.
And now we have a visitor. Here's a cat.
Oh, and special guest, Sebastian.
Sebastian is coming to say hi to Aunt Megan. Hi, Aunt Megan. I hope you feel better.
Oh, hello, Sebastian. Oh, you're so handsome.
Isn't he so cute?
Do you love me?
Yes.
Guys, is this good radio when I talk to a cat?
When we're talking to kitty cats?
When we both talk to a cat?
Sebastian, do you want to meow? Nope. Okay, and you can't walk on my laptop. Nope. I love you. Thank you. He just wanted to come and look and see what was happening and then go away.
Yeah. And be like, oh, none of this interests me in any way. And also, because cats really only want to fuck with you when you're doing something important. So he thought maybe this was important, then jumped up on your lawn and was like, nope, never mind.
Yeah.
I can go back to bed.
Can I tell you, normally at nighttime, he's not a big nighttime cuddler. And he doesn't, like, he sometimes will. But when Thomas is here, all of a sudden Sebastian wants, then he's just like, I want to be in here too. So the whole night,
exactly.
He... just laid like either next to me trying to get on top of me or like walking like in between us laying on our, he's a good boy. Yeah. And now what's going on with your car?
Oh yeah. Back to the automotive part of the podcast. Nobody knows.
The Kia dealership. No, no one has any idea.
No. So, well, it's just like, I'm just going to have to deal with it when we get back. 'Cause it's like, this is what I was fearful of. So there's like some cord in my car or whatever that's keeping it from locking and unlocking. Is this interesting in comedy? Is this interesting comedy? Self-help? Automotive?
Yeah.
Buzzwords.
So that seems to be...
No, it's like they're going to have to take like the whole door off. Like the panel.
Okay, now this
and
is.
And I'm like, I'm not about to go, I'm not about to spend $1,000 before I go to California.
No.
And ruin my trip.
You're like, I need that money for a hotel. And by hotel, I mean my own fucking apartment when I get back to St. Louis.
Yes. Oh, no, I mean my own hotel slash apartment in California.
Yeah.
When I move home.
Yeah. You need, it really is like the car door thing. And here, because sometimes when the whole idea, looking again, we're probably not in a simulation, wink. I got to tell you, I went to the Spy Museum with Chris. And we had so much. We got to go when you come to New York.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Is that the place where you go in? There's like a little like a phone booth.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, then I'm not interested.
Well, then I changed my answer.
There's no phone booth. I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well, we go, but like it really is. You watch, and it just shows all like how they're spying on us, and it's a spy museum, so it has all these cool artifacts, and then it has all these other little like tests and things. And so you take like personality tests and IQ tests, and then they tell you like what kind of spy you would be. And you take like physical agility tests and stuff. It's really fun.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Wait, what kind of spy would you be? Whore?
Yeah. A bad one.
Whore spy.
No, I would be... I got coder, which is like, okay, first of all, I would not be a coder because I did good on like one of the math quizzes.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, I want to go back. Chris was like, "That was so fun," and I'm like, "Yeah, that was fun." But I want to
go back, so you get a different spy job.
Yeah, well, I want to now that I know what it is. I'm like,
guys, this is why women aren't good at math.
Yeah,
is because we want to be fun, cool spies.
I know.
So we pretend to be bad at math.
Well, that's what I was doing. There are like two different math things. Well, anyway, the point of this is the simulation thing. What's happening, the fact that your car, that they don't even know what's wrong with it, that's where you go like, okay. You know when something's like, you're like, this shit is bad, it'll get better. But then when shit gets so bad, you're like, this is gotta be fucking, somebody's fucking with me.
I'm literally stuck here.
Like, someone's...
Right?
This is, like, you're like a modern day Job.
I mean, for many reasons.
Like... Truly, the fact that
people can start referring to me as a mod. This is gonna be,
yeah.
I feel like I'm getting worse.
What, like your ill, like your sickness or your mental?
Well, really, it's all together. It's all mushed up in there together. With the NyQuil and the Mucinex,
yeah, and the car that they don't know what's wrong. That's It's almost yeah. where you go, like, you almost, like, that's in, like, every scene when, like, what is that movie, Falling Down with Michael Douglas? Like, in every movie where shit goes so terribly wrong. And then you just snap and you're like, fuck it.
And you shoot up a freeway. Isn't that what he did? Didn't he, like, shoot up a freeway or something?
I know we were joking earlier about you walking around in bloody CK boxers, topless and yelling, but
that's where my life is headed.
I think that's the next
if everything keeps going this way, I really think that's what I'm going to be.
It's the next logical step.
It's the next logical step. Like, free bleeding, which I've already been doing.
Yeah, you do it anyway.
But just in a pair of loose men's boxers.
Right.
Tits out.
And you just free bleed, but like in a pattern. So you can like move your hips to make the letter C.
Yes. Like when I watched that man in LA wipe his butt on the concrete when he pooped.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, just drag it like a dog. Just drag your ass.
You can't make me laugh because it's made me cough.
This is a gross episode. But this is, this is why it's important to take care of yourself and take vitamin C. And
which by the way, we do all the time. So really, maybe let's do the opposite of new podcast idea.
Yeah.
Do the opposite of everything we suggest.
Yeah, that's. And to keep it on theme with the automotive theme, we'll be like, whatever we say, put that shit in reverse or something. We'll think of like
good. I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we have to redo the description.
We have to do like fun, like car puns.
Yeah, dude, the car talk guys are done. One of them died. The other one's sad. Car talk doesn't exist anymore. NPR has been looking for new car talk hosts.
That's us.
That's totally us. That as long as no one asks a question about a car.
Right. Or anything else, because all...
Or as long as... Because we often say callers call in, but you can't. We do not want to be in a situation where you can call in.
Right. Because they'll be like, so I got this thing with my carburetor, and we're like, does it even really matter? Because we're in a simulation. Next caller, please.
Have you tried giving it vitamin C and spirulina?
Right. Actually, kimchi, we find that kimchi really mixes with anything. And it just
you
helps. Need
more egg whites and kimchi. I think that's your transmission's blown.
Yeah.
Bragg's liquid amino acids. That usually helps.
Yeah. Well, I find that because
some
of
nutritional
those,
yeast.
Mm-hmm. You know, people say, think of your body as a machine. Well, we say, think of your machines as your body. So,
oh, I like that. That's a good t-shirt. See? That's a good t-shirt.
Yep. That is
think
a great
of
idea.
Your machines as a body.
Yep. Just shoving spinach in the fucking gas tank or whatever. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think it'll work too.
Yeah. Oh, well, for sure work.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea.
It's like, I'm like, and don't tell me it's not a good idea. I got my, and the Spicecape, shout out, plug, keeps emailing me my results. And I think it's because they want me to come back and be like, and they sent me a video of me doing one of the physical agility tests, which is like.
What was the physical agility test?
So let me tell you this. First of all, the Spicecape, it was super fun. And when I went, I was sick and I was like, oh, it's not going to be whatever. And I was going to drink an energy drink. And I'm like, you don't need to get all fucking hopped up. You're sick still. Like, just go relax. And we get there and they're like. And it's like IQ test. I'm like, God damn it. I should have taken an Adderall. This is a fucking, I should have picked up some fucking drugs. But that's what I do want to go back. But I want to be sober.
On drugs?
Well, I might take like an energy drink or half an Adderall just because I really think I can get a better score. Because here's the physical agility
test. Let's really quick. Just first of all, none of this is real. None of this is real. These are not real scores. You aren't really, but I would love is that. If this is how the government found new spies.
Oh, I think, well, that was.
Oh, no.
Well, that's, I was like, that would be kind of a good idea. Like Chris and I were, and that's what I love about. So Chris is fucking great because he's similar. And our Myers-Briggs personalities are pretty, it's like the
Did
same.
Did you guys take a Myers-Briggs test together?
No, but we're both like, I don't want to, and like, Chris, you're great. I don't think that we're, autistic, I don't want to use that word because that's not what it is. But like, close. Like introverted extroverts, we're like loud and whatever, but big crowds make us nervous. So we like a one-on-one.
So you're saying you're both autistic?
Yes. Okay. So we had a great time at this museum. We were reading all the things and taking all the quizzes, and we both took it very seriously. And we were like half joking the whole time. Like, what if we like actually get recruited? Like, it's kind of genius. It's pretty genius because they make you pay money to go in and they're just like, and the whole thing. So you give them your information and you're taking all these personality tests and all this other shit. And then the whole museum is about like the government spying on you and collecting data on you. And we're like, ha ha. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait a minute. We paid money to give them more information about us.
Yeah. To give them your social security number.
Right. And to like let them know how smart and or dumb we are.
They do like a swab of your cheek.
Yeah.
To get some DNA.
This is the first. This just helps us find out, you know, this is more of a, just
so
like
what,
a more.
Okay. So what was the agility test?
So the agility test was you go in this room and there are all these like buttons on the wall. These like little kind of, they look like round buzzers, like game show buzzers, and they're lit up and you're supposed to hit as many of them. And when you hit it, the light goes out. And there also are those like Mission Impossible green lasers going across the room. So you're supposed to hit as many of those lights as you can and not hit a laser. Now, I am very dumb and I did not. Again, I was sick. God damn it.
Did you just throw your body into it?
I should have. I did the opposite. So I didn't realize, which no doubt, Wendy, why would this not be a thing? There's a timer. You don't get just like, I didn't realize you have like two. It was like, how many of these can you hit without hitting a laser in 2 minutes? I didn't pay attention to the 2 minute part. I don't know why I would think they would just give you unlimited time. So they're like, okay, go.
So you're just like very slowly?
Yes. They were like, okay, go. And I'm like, click, click, click. This shit is easy. What a dumb challenge. And then I like slowly step through the first laser thing. I'm like, this is fucking easy. And they're like, 1 minute left. And I'm like, ah. Then I started like throwing my body into the wall. And I'm just like, I have the video. Then I start panicking. And then I'm hitting lasers. And I was like, I got out and I'm like, I only got 130. And Chris is like, I got 168. And I'm like, that doesn't count because you're a boy and you're 15 years younger than I am. So I want to go back and just beat his score.
Now I want to go.
Dude, it's really fun. And there's a thing where you go in and it's like about like lying. They ask you questions and you're supposed to lie. And so it shows if you have any. I think Chris is a real spy because either that or he was lying to me about his score. Because when he got it, actually, this makes sense. Because when we got to the lying booth, I'm like, how'd you do?
And the he's lying like, booth?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's you spot. It teaches you like, so they ask you questions. And they're like, have you ever been to space? And you're supposed to lie. Well, have you been to space? What was your favorite part? Or like, when's last? So they just ask, so you lie. And then they play it back and they're like, this is how we could tell you were lying. Because your lips moved or your eyes, you were blinking or whatever. So I'm like, okay. And then they show you.
So wait, they ask you if you've been to space. And what did you say?
I said, well, you're supposed to lie. That's
I know.
The
so what was your favorite part?
I will see. This wasn't good because I got nervous. I feel so dumb. I can't believe I felt really dumb because I was trying super hard to like do a good job.
Of course you were.
I really wanted to win the museum, if that's a thing. I said, they didn't send me the tape of this, but I remember what I said. It was so, God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm 37. Like, I really need to get a fucking life instead of trying to, like, outsmart a museum.
Just like, which is not a thing also. That's not a thing.
I know. I was like, I'm going to fucking, I don't know what I thought. In my mind, I thought I was like, when I get done with this, I'm going to be so good that they're going to be like, oh,
congratulations,
Chris,
you're a real spy.
Like, they're going to be like, oh, your friend can leave. Ma'am, can we talk to you over here for a minute?
Like, literally, like men in black?
Yes. I thought it was going to be
Kingsmen, men in black. This is just
the recruit. I really thought I was like, this is going to be Al Pacino's going to come out and be like, you're out of here. You're the worst. And then he's like, just kidding. You're the mole. And I'll be like, yes, yes. I want to be a spy so badly.
Okay, what did you say?
I said, yes, that I went to space, and my favorite part was the view of the Earth. That's good.
Oh, it's so boring.
I know. I was trying to make it believable. What was I going to say? The food?
Yes, because that would have probably, you would have, because your favorite thing is the food anywhere.
Yeah.
So that would have been like, I'd be like, shit, just telling the truth.
You're right. I should have. Have you been to space? Yes. What was your favorite part? Food.
Yeah, that would have totally worked.
Yeah, you've seen Wendy. She's gained like 300 pounds. I know she's a spy now.
She's been to space.
But
they have great corn dogs.
Yeah, you'd never. You wouldn't think so.
Corn drops.
Corn drops. From the makers of Dippin' Dots, corn drops.
Corn drops. That's a great idea because I love frozen peas.
Right.
That's one of my favorite summertime snacks is frozen peas. Because I had an eating disorder even as a small child. I would eat frozen peas when I was little. It was like my favorite snack.
Oh, wow.
I still do. I love frozen peas. They're sweet. They're nice.
They're like,
now this really sounds like a fever dream. People are like, what is happening?
Megan's just eating frozen peas. Is she okay? Her bed's made, so we assume everything's fine.
Yeah, so yeah, she's fine. She's just eating frozen peas, sitting, staring at a wall. That's right. What it looks like I'm doing right now. Wait, where are we going?
We're frozen talking about peas. Corn drops.
Oh yeah, corn drops. So corn drops, just frozen corn kernels.
Yeah, we could do that. I like that. I also like the idea of like a mini corn dog, but in that
shape.
That'd
be really mini though to be close to a Dippin' Dot.
Well, what if we do it in the shape of like an M&M? Like that, we could do it in like an M&M size. So they're bigger than a Dippin' Dot, like a peanut M&M. You can put a little piece of meat.
Ooh, what about like a... like I was genuinely thinking this was candy. But like those dog treats, you know, the dog treats that have like the red in the middle, like the kind of like, they look like a little hot dog.
Yeah.
Like those. But that is kind of like what a Tootsie Roll looks like.
Yeah.
We do like a Tootsie Roll situation.
Yeah. And then we just, and then it's tiny because it's like the, like popcorn shrimp. Easy. And, but it's little mini corn dogs. No, this is
nothing like popcorn shrimp. Also, they do make mini corn dogs. You can buy them at Trader Joe's.
What? But what are they called? Corn drops?
No, they are not. It's a very excellent point. They're not called corn drops. So you're right. I don't know what you're right about, but you're right.
Oh, they already make mini corn dogs? I was like, we are onto something. We're taking over.
How did you not know they didn't make mini corn dogs? Or they do make mini corn dogs. What is happening?
Mini ones like the size of your thumb. I'm talking like tiny, like put them like,
yeah,
pop
I know
them
you're
in your
talking
mouth.
Like tiny.
Like teeny.
You could pop those ones in your mouth. I mean, they're like this big. You want like to be able to like a spoonful, like I just ate 12 corn dogs.
Yes. I want something fun. Something that is good for space.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. I want a tiny where
it's
you can
a
just,
terrible idea, but I understand.
Just like a handful of corn dogs.
Yeah, to take with you to space next time you go.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And that way, when I go back to the museum and they're like, what was your favorite part? And I'll be like, the corn drops. It will not be be a lie.
Well, not only will it not be a lie, but you will not get that job as a spy because they'll be like, oh, she is mentally unwell.
Yeah, but
or you will get the job as the spy.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Because you're mentally unwell.
Right. Or at least it's like, well, either it's one of the two, because it's either you're mentally unwell or you're pretending, in which case that's a spy is
we need good pretenders.
Right. You're being a pretender. I want to get that spy. I don't think that's a choice.
Is that a choice? Pretender?
Yeah. Like,
ma'am, that's a band.
Yeah, that's a cover band. You're in a... The Pretenders cover band is called The Fakers. That'll be our cover band.
That should exist.
That is a really good idea for a cover band.
Do you think there's a corn cover band called Corn, just spelled right?
I think we should start a corn cover band that
called Corn.
But all the corn songs are trap music. And then that band is called Corn Drop. Boom.
Oh, genius.
Genius. It's
and
corn.
And then that's how, much like Rap Snacks.
Yes.
Is there a Shark Tank-like category we could put our podcast in? Because I think that really...
Entrepreneurial? I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah. My God. Could you imagine?
Well, we'll put this one... You know, here's what we're going to start doing. When we upload this, because, you know,
said that. We're just going to throw them in different categories and see what happens.
Like, last week was automotive. This one, I think, we'll put in, like, entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Because
we're corn drops, cover bands, becoming a spy.
Right. And
Think you're not having a 401k if you're a spy.
No.
You got to get that shit all figured out yourself.
Right.
I'm freezing. This is scaring me.
Well, but see, now here's a lot of people when they're sick or they're tired or they're like, hey, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. You know, like a lot of people would say, hey, you guys probably should take this podcast that you're recording and delete it immediately. But we're like, we're going to push through.
Hey, guys, you probably should not release this.
But we're going to push through. And here's why. Because when you completely stop trying, that's when really good ideas come to you.
Yeah. Like corn drops. Like the corn cover band.
Yeah. I mean,
is there a specific corn related entrepreneurship podcast?
Guess what? You know what there is? There is a function on SoundCloud where you can customize your category.
Oh, well, perfect. Yeah. Corn based entrepreneurship.
Right. Corntrepreneurs. Done. Perfect.
But it's not spelled with a K, spelled with a C.
Right.
And no backwards R's because we are professional businesswomen.
Right.
It's not new metal superstars.
We're corntrepreneurs. That's a C and a front-facing R. Excuse me?
Excuse me? Yeah, ma'am, I assumed.
We're like, well, we just want to be sure.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. Rap Snacks, when I first saw those, and I, like, that is an insane,
Rap Snacks are the best.
I thought I was being punked. I was waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come around the corner.
You thought it was the late 90s. You had your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, I was in the whatever. We were looking for hot corn. And I was like...
Oh, hot corn sounds so good right now, weirdly. The hotness of the corn, I think, would open up my sinuses.
Yeah.
And the corniness would fill my body with nutritional corn.
Right.
Vitamin C. Vitamin corn.
Right. Corn is vitamin C, right? And the sweetness. I found the hot corn was good. I tasted too much sugar in it. When stuffed up, it still is good. They're still yummy.
That's true.
But
I'll just drink hot sauce like I was planning to do anyways.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Just going to drink some El Yucateca. Just warm up a nice hot bowl of El Yucateca.
Yeah, wasabi. Just press it right to the roof of your mouth.
I did have some vapor rub and I put it under my nose. Ugh.
Did that help you?
My mom used to rub it on my chest when I was a kid. Callers call in. But that didn't seem, it was like too far away from, maybe because I don't have a child size head and chest anymore.
Yeah. Well, and also as a kid,
it's probably because my tits aren't big enough. If my tits were bigger and less on my backside.
Right,
and in my armpits, then maybe it'd be more helpful.
Well, now, and I don't want to, and I'm no doctor, but when you're rubbing it on your chest, I don't think you're supposed to, put on your chest.
Hello.
Put it on
that
your
guy
chest.
Disagrees.
Yeah. He's like, well, put it on your tits.
I'll put it on your tits.
Yeah. Get some Vic tits over here. Just rub it all, just your nipples.
His name's Vic.
Yeah. Hey, it's Vicky Tits. Vicky Tits he's the lead singer of Corn Drop.
Of Corn. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Vicky Tits. That's a good, and he has a sweet mullet. And he drives
multicolored because that's in now. Lots of face tattoos.
Yeah.
But it's all, it's like, that guy, that one guy that's in Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
He just has like multicolored corn tattooed all over his face.
Yeah. And then to be cute, he has like a teardrop, but it's a candy corn for a teardrop on his eye.
Oh my God.
This is great. But I want him, but I want
it.
It is. And I think he's in his 50s and it's an unironic mullet. It's not a hipster mullet. This is a real, I want a real.
Oh
actual,
no, this is a real man.
Yeah, this is, he's like in his 50s.
Wendy and I are using some funds and we are going to travel the country looking for this man.
Yeah.
He's real.
Oh,
there's already a man. I'm going to guess like a bayou situation.
Yeah, we could, yeah.
Is where we'll find him.
Yeah.
He has multicolored corn. He loves autumn. So he just has our like artisanal multicolored corn tattoos all over his face.
Right.
Candy corn tattoos, multicolored mullet, but just because he's fallen in so many chemicals over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like not even a dye job. It's like, oh, no, this is from like, and different like meth labs he's been in.
Yes.
For different explosions. Yeah, I think it's a good, the bayou.
I need something to live for right now. I need a trip. This is perfect.
We need something
to pull me out of this depression and now terminal illness. I don't know. We'll see tomorrow where this is going. We'll report back on the Patreon this week where Wendy will be by herself because I'll be in the hospital.
Yeah. See, this is what happens because when your brain is cooking and just.
I really am scared I'm going to get a fever because my eyes hurt. My pussy hurts and my eyes hurt. Does that happen to you when you get sick? Like really sick?
Not my eyes. It's not that they hurt, but I just want to close them. So maybe
mine,
is
like,
that them
hurt,
hurting?
Like, there's like, they're like tender.
Yeah,
all my tender parts are more tender.
You got a tender puss? Is that what you're trying to say?
Extra tenders.
Is that what you're trying to throw out there? All my tender parts are extra tender, like my eyes and my pussy.
My eyes, my pussy, and my hair follicles. Those are the places on my body where I'm the most tender right now. Is that normal?
Yes.
I'm dying. Perfect.
Your pussy hurts. That's a new one.
not like hurts, but just like is like, yeah, tender.
Do you jerk off? Do you masturbate? Do you see? I love my one of my favorite times to masturbate is when I'm sick. I don't know why.
I think because you have nothing else to do. I think it's because it's literally the only thing you can do.
And you're like fucked up on like over the counter like drugs.
Yeah, it's so it's fun.
And it's like, yeah, it is.
So yeah, that's what. Oh, you're right. Thanks for reminding me. I was just violently masturbating this morning. That must be now I remember. Thank you. That's it.
My pussy's tender. I'm not sure if it's either because I'm getting a fever or because I had my vibrator jammed inside of me.
And it has been for the last, how long have we been recording? 53 minutes. Perfect.
That's also why your eyes hurt.
No, but you know when you're saying like you're just like body aches.
Yeah.
Like your skin, like tender to the touch.
Yeah.
Mm. Just got.
And tender really to the sexy. Touch. Now that's
which cover band is that?
Well, Tender to the Touch is the first single. So that's the first single.
Wait, from Corn how Drop. Is it a cover band then? You can't be a cover band writing original music.
Mm.
Fatal Flaw.
Okay. This is
that's another band name.
Right.
We haven't figured out what genre of music they're going to play.
Yeah, Tender to the Touch. Oh, I was hoping they, because I feel like Vicky Tits is going to be somebody that comes in, is doing the cover band stuff, but then he's going to be one of those people who's like, I got to fuck in. I got this tune of my own. It's called Tender.
Oh, he would be.
Yeah. He's going to be like, I got to, it's called
You're
Tender.
You're totally to right.
Yeah. He's in his 50s. He's been living in the fucking backwoods.
I know. He totally would be one of those guys that's like, yeah, 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 I'm on board with this. And then he's like, I got some big ideas.
Yeah.
Me and my gator. Gator. Are going to change things up around here.
Yeah, we got some ideas. Tender to the Touch. Which is about, well, when my last time my gator got sick, her pussy got real tender.
Jesus Christ.
Every time my gator gets sick, I could barely get near that pussy.
How good does my cough sound?
It sounds
like not even.
It sounds like a Foley cough. It's like
it
a fake
does.
Cough.
Next, we'll get some celery out and you'll hear me break my own neck.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Can I tell you that I. Thank you for recording this. I also, and thank you guys for listening. I cannot wait to get off the.
I'm sorry. Wendy says thank you. I say I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you and we're sorry.
Both for listening.
Now, I was reading this thing and it's like, you know how we in the episode a couple episodes back where we're like, never apologize for anything?
Yeah, which I stand by for.
Yeah.
And that's why I refuse to apologize for bumming anyone out on last week's episode.
Yeah. Well, I was reading this thing where it was something, something on the internet that I was reading and it was like, instead of apologizing, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry to be a pain or I'm sorry for this when you're asking for things or if you feel like you make a mistake, instead of apologizing, change it and say thank you for being so understanding. So thank you for that. So I've been trying to do that when I feel the urge to
like that.
So that's because I've been trying to do that like when the not apologizing because I find that I do that and I know and it's a very and I don't think I mean it this way, but like I can sometimes be like passive aggressive or like if I have like I have to cancel or you're like reschedule or like just anything that I feel like it's inconveniencing anyone or just making a change.
Yeah.
Even though if someone did that to me, like, hey, can we meet at 6:30 instead of 6? I would be like, that's fine. It's not a big deal. Yeah. A lot of people go like, hey, sorry, can we meet at, but I notice that I do that. Sorry, can we do it? Can we meet a half hour later?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
But it's like, there's no reason to say I'm sorry. It's like, there can be, but it's like, you can also be like, hey, is there any way we can do this?
Well, I just think it's really interesting because it's different. It's a totally different type of person. There's people that say, do the like, thanks for understanding.
Yeah.
And then the people that just say, I'm sorry. I think it's like a confidence issue.
Yeah. Well, the sorry thing, well, that's, I mean, it's totally what it is. And like, it's different, obviously, if you're canceling plans. And I think it's normal. Like, I like to do both. I've been doing both. If I have to, I'll be like, hey, sorry, whatever.
If this I'm just straight up not apologizing for anything. Dude. I'm just digging my heels in real hard.
Yeah, well, at this point, your fucking car, you know what I mean?
My car doesn't work. I'm dying. My world's crumbling around me.
We got to start.
My pussy hurts.
Yeah.
My corn cover band is barely getting off the ground.
I know.
The fucking lead singer is like, I've got fresh new ideas.
Yeah. Everything's really going to shit. So maybe we should do, it's like, and I know not to copy Seinfeld, but we're telling the listeners to do the opposite of what we say. What if we do the opposite? So what our like instinct is. So yeah, the don't, but do the, try that instead. The thank you for understanding. And I've been saying,
yeah,
excuse me instead of like, sorry, but I've been, it's really interesting.
See, I always say, and I've done this forever. I say, excuse me, sorry. Like almost like it's one word.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, sorry. Excuse me, sorry. Which is, that's even crazier.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, sorry if I exist. Ugh. Sorry, my body takes up space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird thing to like change, to get out of the like habit.
Yeah. It's like a very, it's making a conscious decision.
Yeah.
And then also doing what I did, where then when you do accidentally say you're sorry, when you don't mean to, be like, wait, I take it back. I did not mean to say I'm sorry. And then you really look like a crazy person.
Right. Then you look wildly mentally ill.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's really, yeah, it's really interesting. And I know, look, when we started doing, and it's, whatever, we're in our 30s, but whenever you realize it, it's good to realize that it's like, just to be making a conscious decision. That's really all anything is like, you're making a choice here.
Yeah. Thank you, cunt.
This fucking stupid bitch. You know, like, you're making a conscious decision and making.
She's going to be a part of our lives forever.
I know that is going to be the one. And I still think I want to get that as a tattoo that says, this is a choice ? But then I don't know if I want to get a tattoo because I don't know if I'll be accepted into the CIA.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Your new career path as a spy.
Right. Is that going to derail me from becoming a spy?
Well, it's an identifying mark.
I know.
So, ugh. You're going to have to, the career you've dreamed of since you were a little girl or 3 days ago, being a international spy,
yeah,
or getting a dumb tattoo.
Yeah. Well,
that's
the dumb,
a tough call.
Well, but the dumb tattoo, but think about this, CIA, because we know you're listening.
It's true. Especially to this podcast.
Especially to this podcast. And
because we figured them out. We figured out your little spy museum.
Yeah.
Cute. We see you.
Yeah.
And we're not sorry about it.
Yeah, we're not sorry. And you know what we want to say?
And we don't thank you for understanding.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? How about fuck you for understanding?
Yeah. We've been corn drop.
Vicky Tits. Ow.